G'day guys, Greg here. Now, it's kebab review time, and today I'm at the Q Kebab House at the Q Centre at Mermaid Waters on the Gold Coast. Now, I looked online and it's got a 4.9 Google star rating. So how about we whip inside, grab one, suss it out and see what it's like, and I'll give it the old Greg Google star rating out of 5. Let's go! Alright, here we go. The Q Kebab House Kebab. $14.95 for this one. I could have got a cheaper one if I just wanted chicken or lamb, but I got the mixed one. And I also got sweet chili and sour cream on this one. Oh, that smells good. Let's see how much it weighs. Whoa, 500 grams. Crikey. Whoa! That's like half a kilo of Turkish tucker, mate. Well, if you're still living in the 18th century, a pound's worth of food. Anyway, let's suss it out and see what it looks like.
Oh, yeah!
Now, I don't want to rip it too far because every time I do, I always end up making the biggest mess. But boy, that has got some serious girth about it. Wow, and it's nicely toasted too, and inside it's looking pretty good. Now I'll keep it in the bag in case it's very juicy or messy. Now, like you can see there, the meat hasn't come all the way to the top, but once I bite into it, hopefully there'll be a plethora of meat. I am expecting a mouthful of bread on the first bite though, so need to just get rid of that one straight away. I did get a little bit of meat then. But straight away, that sweet chili and sour cream. Oh boy, that is a great mix. And we can see the meat now. Well, sort of. There's the tomato and lettuce there. I just got tomato, lettuce and onion. Still, it's looking all right. Let's peel this thing back so we can go in to the depths. Ooh.
Oh, oh. Oh, oh, oh.
Super juicy. Oh yeah. That is super tasty. And I'm seeing more of the meat there. Seems to be quite a bit. It's looking pretty nice. It's tasting really great. Now I've reached the meat section. Let's try. Oh, that lamb is so good. I thought I got a hint of mint in there. Oh, and the chicken's good too. The meat is really tasty. Wow.
Oh. Oh. Oh.
That was a little less juicy, that bite. It seemed like it was more meat. Let's just see how it's going. Oh, right. Yep. Yep. It is quite juicy. And in the bottom, it's... I'd show you, but... Well... I don't feel like cleaning my car out for the next half hour. Oh, that's really good. In fact, if I can somehow stop this flow, do a bit of a shake. Maybe I can pour some of this in. Oh. That was a really silly thing to do. Lucky for me, over the years, I've learned to drop a towel down. Oh. Very nice. Now, with my ultra juice section. That is a tasty kebab. But I wonder how many Greg Googles it'll get out of 5 stars. Well, value-wise, $15 for this, and I didn't even get any extras added. I think this could be the most expensive kebab that I've had so far. But flavour-wise, mate, I think it could be worth it. The flavour of this was so delicious. It had quite a lot of meat in there, and the meat was really tasty. The chicken was sort of that little bit overcooked, and the lamb was too, and you could really taste the meat, so it was so good. And I'm really loving the sour cream and the sweet chili combination. Boy, that's a really nice one. There seemed to be enough salad and everything in there, and, well, half a kilo of food. Mate, altogether... It was beautiful, it was juicy, the meat was good, the sauce was good, there was enough of everything. I thought it was really tasty. So for my Greg Google score out of 5, I think this deserves a... I think it deserves its 4.9 Greg Googles out of 5. It's a really tasty kebab, one of the best that I've had in a very long time. The only thing letting it down is probably, it's very expensive, nearly $15 for a standard kebab. But I guess, you know, I got rent to pay, wages, food costs, and energy now is out of control. So, mate, what's my recommendation? Well, if you're around the Q Centre at Mermaid Waters, whip into Q Kebab House and try one of their kebabs, help some small business. And if you do go there, tell them Greg sent you. Bye. Just say, oh, he was a guy that asked, how's business going? I doubt you'll have a clue, but you never know. Anyway, thanks for watching, and I'll see you next time I try and help some support some small business. I eat a kebab, and, well, I'll let you know where to go for your next lunchtime feed, I guess. Better than that McDonald's, that's for sure. Thanks for watching. I'll see you next time. Catch ya.
Ooh, yeah, this is Greg's.